This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole. Monterey County is entering the new school year with federal funding cuts to key programs like support for migrant education. Local education officials are warning that this could have devastating consequences for schools, students, and their families. Here's Monterey County Superintendent of Schools, Denine Gus.
And this program supports the young people who whose families have to move around a lot for economic reasons to keep their jobs. If the funding goes away, they just won't have the support and the services that they currently receive through the migrant program.
Gus says several other programs are waiting to find out where the funding will be released. Those include adult education and after-school programs. California has joined a dozen other states across the country to sue the Trump administration to release the funds. The lawsuit is still pending. Santa Cruz released its annual workforce report this week, and while there were some bright spots, the county's overall employment rate grew by less than 1%. The report says the county's population also declined, and this was caused by the high cost of living and lack of high-wage jobs. Andy Stone is with the Workforce Development Board.
I would love to see some movement on housing here in the county, particularly for affordable and workforce housing. It's going to take a lot more than any one partner to do that. It's going to take political will as well as the will of our county to make that happen.
But there are some positives. 1,600 healthcare jobs were added last year, and companies like Joby Aviation are expanding in the county. This is KAZU News.